Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's khutbah, and the topic is reverence when reciting the Quran. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, who has made us from His believing slaves, and I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one, having no partner in that oneness. And I bear witness that our leader, our Sayyid, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the perfect example of servanthood unto Allah and is His sent messenger unto the entirety of the created universe. O Allah, send Your peace and blessings upon our Prophet and upon his family and companions and upon whomsoever follows him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, to embody the taqwa of Allah, for verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, and has taqwa of Allah, and is conscious of Him, it is those, Allah says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ, it is those who are successful. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, O believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Indeed, the believers are only those who, when Allah is mentioned, their hearts enter into a state of reverence and awe. So the believers are those, as the Quran tells us in this verse, that when Allah is remembered through His verses or remembered otherwise, then they find that their hearts enter into a state of reverence. They find that they are those who honor His command, and they find that they are those who humble themselves for His greatness. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah has sent down the best statement, a consistent book wherein is reiteration. It says the skins shiver therefrom of those who reverentially fear their Lord, and then their skins and their hearts relax at the remembrance of Allah. As Allah says, تَقْشَعِرُّ مِنْهُ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ ثُمَّ تَلِينُ جُلُودُهُمْ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Their skins shiver, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reverentially, and their skins and hearts relax at the remembrance of Allah. So this is the description that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given about those who are affected by the words of their Lord. And this is something that we should take ourselves to task with, and see how alive is this reverence in our hearts. How alive is this reverence at the level of our bodies, as this verse alludes to. For the reverence of Allah is something that becomes manifest whenever we hear the Quran, whenever we're aware of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, he said, "Inna min ahsani an-nas sawtan bil Quran." He said, indeed, the best of people when it comes to reciting the Quran, he says, "Alladhi idha sami'tumuhu yaqra'u hasibtumuhu yakhsha Allah." He said that when he is the one who, when you hear him reciting, then when you feel that he reverentially fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how can we as believers not have reverence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can we not have reverence when hearing the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when even the mountains have humbled themselves? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَىٰ جَبَلٍ لَرَعَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِّنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. He said, if we had sent down this Quran upon a mountain, you would have seen it humbled and coming apart out of khashya, out of this reverential awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever he would hear the Quran, his heart would become reverential, and often tears would flow from his eyes. So we have this beautiful narration of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, who says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him to recite the Quran. And so he narrates that he began with Surah An-Nisa, and then when he reached a certain point in the surah, which basically was of the meaning, so how will it be when we bring forth from every nation a witness, and we bring you, i.e. the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, against these people as a witness, when Sayyidina Abdul Masood raised his head, he saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with tears flowing down his cheeks. And this is only consistent with what Allah says about the attributes of the believers. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. The believers are those who, when Allah is mentioned, their hearts become fearful, and when His verses are recited to them, it only increases them in faith. So brothers and sisters, this is the affair of the believer. This is the affair of the believer with the speech of his Lord, and this is the affair of the believer with the remembrance of the dhikr of his Creator. He should become humble and reverential. He should shed tears out of his khawf and raja in Allah, his hope and fear in Allah. For verily the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there will be seven people who will be shaded by Allah under his shade on the day that there will be no shade except through him. And from amongst them he mentioned a man who remembers Allah when he is alone and his eyes overflow with tears. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who recite his book, who ponder upon its verses, who honor its command, and importantly be from those who are reverential and in awe and fear when hearing and reciting these verses. I say this and I seek his forgiveness, and I seek his forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek his forgiveness, for indeed he is the most forgiving and the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.